Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 590, where we ask the best trivia on the internet.
Round 1. The category, All God's Creatures. Question 1. An owl cannot move these from side to side, so it must move its head. The answer? Its eyes. Question 2. Grevy's, the largest species of this striped mammal, is named for former French president François Grevy. The answer? A zebra. Question 3. Called a bamboo chicken by locals in Belize, a male one of these lizards can reach over 6 feet. The answer? An iguana. Question 4. This two-humped camel is probably named for the ancient country in Central Asia where it originated. Answer: the Bactrian camel. Question 5. This butterfly dog was often represented in the paintings of Peter Paul Rubens and his followers. The answer is papillon.
Round 2. The category, basketball. First question. In 2000, this ex-Chicago Bull became president of the Wizards. The answer, Michael Jordan. Question 2. When these clowns once played in Greece, the heat was so great the tar on the court melted. Answer, Harlem Globetrotters. Question 3. Before 1937, this game opener was repeated after every score. The answer is center jump, jump ball. Question 4. In 1961-62, this Philadelphia Warrior became the only man in history to score over 4,000 points in a season. The answer is Wilt Chamberlain. Question 5. Though he didn't play organized hoops until ninth grade, this Spurs center is a 3-time NBA Finals MVP. Answer, Tim Duncan.
Round 3. Category, airport codes. Question 1. SVO, also known as Sheremetyevo. Answer, Moscow. Question 2. When Bill the Cat says, "Ack," he may mean the airport on this Massachusetts island. The answer? Nantucket. Question 3. A capital place. IAD. The answer? Dulles, Washington, D.C. Question 4. A friendly ghost town? CPR. The answer? Casper, Wyoming. Fifth question. RMG, Rayo and FCO all serve cities or towns with this name, in Georgia, Oregon and Italy. The answer? Rome.
Round 4. The category? Communication. Question 1. In the early 1900s, Congress allowed these with divided backs, half for the address and half for "wish you were here." The answer is postcards. Second question. In Sunday Dick Tracy comics, it was always pointed out on Dick's wrist by an arrow.
The answer is a wrist radio, two-way radio. Question 3. Fittingly, the Niagara Falls, NY Public Library has a collection of these items that cost 23 cents to send. The answer is postcards. Question 4. 56 feet wide and 29 feet high, a digital billboard called the Broadway Spectacular is in the heart of this New York City area. The answer? Times Square. Question 5. To demonstrate this, in 1877, Watson had to sing Auld Lang Syne and Yankee Doodle. The answer is a telephone.
Last round. The category is horrors. Question 1. Despite its title, this 1980 film had enough box office luck to produce 7 sequels by 1989. The answer is Friday the 13th. Question 2. John Larroquette narrated this 1974 film in which lumbering tools are put to new use. Answer? The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Question 3. Seen here is the not-so-horrific star of this tasty horror comedy show. The answer? Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Question 4. This 1960 Hitchcock classic was partly based on real-life murderer Ed Gein, who skinned his victims. The answer? Psycho. Question 5. You won't find this hook-handed slasher of a 1992 film taking a sunrise and sprinkling it with dew. Answer the Candyman.
Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia.